Wars. Tomorrow's news, today.
What's happening now? InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as he was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed.
Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Listen. If anybody in America thinks that was even close to being an okay debate by Joe Biden, I'm living in a parallel universe.
The universal reaction was somewhere approaching panic.
Right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party.
There's a full-on panic about this performance.
Biden had a terrible night. He could not land a thought, not even in the closing statement, which is something that's the easiest part. Write down a few words, go through the thoughts.
That was an unmitigated disaster for President Biden from the second he walked out to the closing statement.
Again, it was terrible. It was terrible.
That was painful.
There's no way to spin it.
I mean, can you say that you are not concerned at all having watched the president's performance tonight?
It was a slow start. That's obvious to everyone. I'm not going to debate that point.
Yeah, look, it was a really disappointing debate performance from Joe Biden. I don't think there's any other way to slice it.
President Biden seeming extremely feeble, seeming extremely weak.
The only job that Joe Biden had last night was to reassure America that he was not too old to do the job. And he failed.
Joe Biden's job was to reassure them tonight. His job was to calm his party, to make them feel that, yes, I can do this. I have 4 more years in me. I have the ability and the stamina and the strength to do 4 more years. He did not do that.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts.
Good doggy.
And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do?
This cannot be real life.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. It's Sunday, June 30th, 2024. Turning into Biden, can't talk suddenly. 127 days, 7 hours, 55 minutes, 41 seconds. The most important election in world history. We're going to take a quick break, join a bunch of radio stations. And Roger Stone's coming up to break major bombshell news. In the second hour, get ready. The globalists. House of Cards has collapsed, but they're going to strike back, and I've got the inside baseball and major breaking news tonight. So however you're watching or listening, spread the word and say the revolution is on air now at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones on X. Stay with us.
Everybody buy.
buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Oh, yeah. The globalists are in a lot of trouble. Humanity is awakening from a deep coma and discovering the bedlam and oppression all around them. The sleeping giant is no longer asleep. It's Sunday Live. We'll be here for the next 4 hours, as we are each Sunday evening, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas until 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 127 days, 7 hours, 53 minutes, 25 seconds. Nach dem Tod ein Engel werden. Until the most important election in world history. Warum man sie nicht sehen kann. The great fourth turning is here. And the globalists meant to have total tyranny take over during this period. There are times when nothing happens in decades and times when decades happen in weeks, to quote V.I. Lenin, who was evil but was right. We are in not just a regular turning, when the society status quo liquefies from a solid state to a malleable state. We are in the mega turning, ladies and gentlemen. It happens every 90 plus years on average. We're in the big daddy one right now. And it means a lot of good things are going to happen, a lot of bad things are happening, but it means that evil people have a greater power right now, and good people have greater power. But the real people that have the power to give power but don't use their power and sit on the sideline is the spectators and people that still really think all that matters is entertainment on Netflix and don't realize the world and all the incredible things happening, the good, the bad, and the ugly, are passing them by. They're already robots. They don't need to be turned into robots in the Matrix. All right, here's the deal. I am so frustrated, in a good way, that we have 100% hole-in-one nailed it in the last decade on air. Sure, I've been on air 30 years, and we had about a 95% accuracy, but lately it's like at 99, and it is stunning to me to see how on target I've been, how on target the callers have been, how on target our incredible guests have been. But see, that's what we do. We have the luxury of not working for the globalists, so we work for the people, and we're all on the same team, and we're all learning more together each day, and we're innovative, and we're not controlled by censors. They try to control us, but our work product is not controlled by the enemy. They try to block it. And we have absolutely, totally, and completely nailed what's going on. And I only point that out not to say, oh, I'm so great, give me a gold star. It's to say more people are now tuning in than ever before. And folks really now know that we've been way ahead of the curve. And it's not about the credit. It's about now folks are going to really listen more, so that we're not just proven right after something happens. We can now stop bad things from happening because enough people are listening. We can get ahead of it, which is what we've been trying to do the whole time. But as I said 20 plus years ago, going into the New World Order from beta to operational, most of it won't be stopped, but people will see us calling it perfectly over and over again. It will add credibility. And then as things get worse and worse and worse, we'll hit a tipping point where folks go, okay, it really is this bad. Let's admit how bad it is, not in a nihilistic or negative way, but in a positive way to fix the problems. That said, watching Bill Maher and the View and the Democrat mouthpieces come out and act like now they're on our side, and come out and act like now they've always been against Joe Biden, and to come out and pretend all of this just magically happened on accident is a fraud. It is a oligarchy of bureaucrats and permanent deep state operatives who've been in control of Democrat and Republican parties. And now what's been unfolding is Trump, and before that the Tea Party, and this show and Ron Paul, built a beachhead in the Republican Party and began to take it over. And now Trump's got about 70% control of the Republican Party. When he got elected 7.5+ years ago, he only had maybe 20% control. And that's why the globalists are so scared. And that's why multiple former CIA directors and others have said the Republican Party is the most dangerous evil force on earth. It is more dangerous than Russia or China or terrorists. You mean dangerous to your corrupt evil system. I've got the CNN headlines, you name it. CIA director under Bush says today the Republican Party is more nihilistic and dangerous than terror groups. Here's another headline, Newsweek. GOP is most dangerous political force in the world, Michael Hayden says. Dangerous to their evil globalist crime syndicate that's hijacked our nation. What do I want to grow up to be when I'm a big boy? A threat to the New World Order. Love to come in with that great Rob Zombie remake of American Band. And the little kid at the first goes, when I grow up, I want to be a rock star. What have I been saying for a decade playing that song? When I grow up, I want to destroy the New World Order. And they call us nihilistic as if we don't care about being deplatformed, imprisoned, attacked, killed. They go, oh, that's nihilistic. No, we're not sociopaths like you. We're the opposite of nihilistic. We are pro-human. We are pro-God. We are moralistic. We're based on ideology. Sure, money's fine. That's all great. That's just a sign of energy, a sign of will. What matters is what will are we engaging in? That is on my hierarchical pyramid of needs, the top of the pyramid, not the bottom of the pyramid. And so I'm not just trying to get material gain at the expense of my worldview and God's spirit leading, guiding, and directing me. Money is just something to be used to try to make a better world, obviously. Why would you want to have a bunch of money and then you can't even spend it and have to build a bunker and live in it because you've destroyed the planet like the globalists are doing? It doesn't even make sense. Why rob and steal and collapse society to a point of most globalists won't even have children and are rejecting humanity? So we have nailed it like parrots squawking 24/7. Going back, and I'm going to have the archivist do this tomorrow. He's not on today. A great archivist here at InfoWars. Because everybody's circulating Roger Stone and Alex Jones clips from a year ago. Us saying it'll be Michelle Obama right before the inauguration. They will say that Biden is a complete bumbling idiot. And he's already been doing it publicly. They would have just denied it if they wanted to keep him in Thursday night. No, they're like, oh, my God, this is the first time we've seen this. He's got to go. He suddenly is a vegetable. No, they had it all pre-planned. I mean, I've probably said the last 3.5 years, since he stole the election, conservatively 500 times, that they will say he's got to go in June. Totally nailed it. You've heard it hundreds of times. Like, yeah, we heard you say it. It's not about bragging. It's like, how do we nail it perfectly? Because we know the enemy operation, which means we can expose what we're going to do next and stop them. I said, by June, they'll all come out, the Democratic Party, New York Times, Washington Post, which all happened, editorial boards, Biden must step down. And then he'll either have a medical problem or they'll assassinate him and claim a Trump supporter did it. They may do that, and they can make hay out of that while also replacing him. Or have the delegates revolt at the convention in Chicago in three and a half weeks. I'll put the exact date up on screen for the DNC convention in Chicago, the virtual one. So this has been planned a long time. And we even called exactly, I mean, just hole in one precision, like when you fire a cruise missile from 1,000 miles and it shoots down somebody's chimney. I mean, you know, we're dropping bombs from space and they're hitting postage stamps. And I say that again because we're not getting out of a crystal ball or from some gypsy wagon on the side of the highway or in some seance. I'm not, you know, taking DMT and talking to the Easter Bunny to find this out. This is constant research and constant watching the enemy. And the easiest part is their past actions, their current actions, and their pre-programming. So they've been gaslighting that Biden's the smartest, greatest, photographic memory, you know, better golfer than Tiger Woods. I mean, he's just God on earth. Because an oligarchy of special interests are getting away with massive crimes, human trafficking, hundreds of billions stolen with Ukraine, selling our secrets to China. I mean, they are getting filthy rich, and Biden doesn't know what planet he's on. And the Justice Department has already said, because he is not cognizant, that he can't be tried, but he can be the president. They said that almost a year ago. So now you've got polls out, CBS News, 72%, other polls, 73%, 75%. Of Democrats want him to step down because they're like trained SEALs. Oh, he's the smartest man in the world. He's never stepped down. Now, oh my God, he's the dumbest man in the world. He's got to step down right now. Jill's abusing him. This is terrible, on and on and on. So the bigger issue is the corporate media and the controllers behind the scenes, and as I've said hundreds of times, the political deep state oligarchy, where it isn't like Hitler, where you can take out Hitler and now you defeated the Nazis. They've got hundreds and hundreds deep of people ready to step up and take control because they're already in control. But Axios and Politico have all come out. They're now calling it, as of yesterday, the Biden oligarchy. And they're saying, they're even putting on a card deck of, well, if they won't step down, now we've got to put pressure on the people around Biden because they've been telling him he's got to step down at the convention. He's saying no. So they indict Hunter. They convict Hunter. Now they've politically humiliated him in front of the world, and Jill's up there saying, I'm not leaving, because she knows she's in charge. So it's inner fighting or inside tribal warfare inside of their system right now, which shows this is a total runaway train. And they're now admitting that for a year, not even high-level aides can see Biden. Only 5 or 6 people. He's kept in one wing of the White House. He's drugged up, rolled out. He can only operate from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or you get a disaster. No matter how many drugs you give him, by nighttime, the way the brain works, he sundowns. And I've had family that are, you know, start getting neurological things, grandpas, you name it. And they're still sharp. They're still there in the morning. And by 4 o'clock, everybody who's older has had family. This has happened to you. It's sad. And, you know, I mean, I've got close family right now that is still as sharp as they were when I knew them 50 years ago. And now at 8 o'clock at night, I mean, it's sad because they're not there. And that's just how this works. And I'm sure it'll happen to me too, you know, at some point. And so, anyone that's been around has seen this in your own life. You know what you're seeing. But the bigger issue is they lied to everybody because he was already had some dementia and sundowning and serious problems when they stole the election 4 years ago. But for several years, he's been completely out of his gourd. And now it's deteriorating so fast that they can't hide it. But it was always the plan. He even said right before they stole the election 4 years ago, we ought to try to find the clip. Guys, the clip's called something like, Biden says he might get an illness and resign as president. And he said, basically, it's word for word. He goes, well, once I get in, I'm not worried about Kamala Harris being the president or somebody else. You know, maybe I'll just get a little quick overnight illness and I'll resign. So he agreed when they did this that he was going to be a placeholder for whoever the Obamas and the globalists wanted to put in 4 years later. But Jill and the rest of them are dug in, and you've got a fight between these gangs, and he's refusing to go. So they are going to eviscerate Jill, Dr. Jill Biden. They're going to eviscerate. They're already putting on articles about who are the people around him, who are the loyalists. And you'll start seeing the Justice Department. I mean, they've got the indictments ready. I would say within days, if he doesn't start saying he's going to resign or agree to finish out his term and leave and not run, Because he's not going to leave now. He'll just agree to be there for five more months until the inauguration, six more months, however long it is from now to the actual inauguration, because that's an extra 79 days from the November election to the swearing in there on the Capitol grounds. So this is where we are right now. This is a big deal. And it's very, very dangerous with all the nuclear weapons and the war with Russia and all the rest of the craziness going on, to have a bunch of bureaucrats that are in there stealing money as fast as they can with special deals, and then no one's even managing anything. It's coming out of the Pentagon that trillions more is missing, and submarines are failing, and jets are failing, and everything's falling apart, and no one's returning calls about serious issues in the infrastructure because they're just grabbing as much money as they can get. So think about two airline pilots coming in for a landing, and they're busy with nobody flying the plane, with guns on the passengers, demanding they put their watches and jewelry and cash into a bag. And you're like saying to the pilots, well, what are you doing? Who's going to land the plane? And they're saying, I'm getting rich. And you're like, yeah, but we're about to crash the plane. It won't matter. So that's my analogy. The plane's coming in for a landing. It's not on autopilot. And the pilots are busy robbing everybody at gunpoint in the back, saying, I told you, bitch, put the gold watch in the bag. I'll blow your head off. And the woman's like saying, dude, we're about to crash. You're crazy. And that's the nature of how tyranny works throughout history. So they are now officially calling the White House the Biden oligarchy. And Axios and Politico are always the mouthpieces that put out the new terms domestically. So you'll be hearing by tomorrow on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, that there's a Biden oligarchy that's really in control and they refuse to go. Well, they've been in control since they stole the election. He's always been their puppet. And the head of the oligarchy is Obama. And people are like, well, he's not going to leave. Obama came out and said everybody has a bad debate night. Obama is being the good cop, acting like he's not trying to hurt Biden and letting all of his surrogates destroy him so at the proper moment he can come in. But they already have Big Mike coming out and criticizing Biden the night of the debate. There's video of that of her on television, Big Mikey. Sometimes I see the incredible shallowness of people, because it wasn't just liberals when I was pointing out that when Obama came out and said that Friday, and I said, look, he's doing this to keep his hands clean. People are like, oh, no, he's doing that because Biden's going to stay in. No, he's doing that because he doesn't want the political blowback. He stays out of the actual fray and has other henchmen do his dirty work. That's how this works. And it's just insane to see how politically ignorant still people are that claim they know how things work. There is an enemy playbook. We know who the different factions are. We know what their plans are. We know the dangers. We know how to stop them. We know their next moves. And that's what we're going to walk through with Roger Stone coming up in the next hour, because he's the guy that first exposed that Big Mike is going to run 3.5 years ago and that they're going to draft Big Mike and that Big Mike's going to be reluctant. Well, now the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, they're like, well, Big Mike doesn't want to do it, but it looks like Big Mike's going to be drafted. Word for word, what we told you, they're now doing. Roger Stone's only been in 11 major campaigns. He's only worked in 4 White Houses. He only has his ear to the ground. I mean, what does he know? He's only, Trump's chief advisor. I mean, what does he know? Let's not listen to the top expert they try to throw in prison. I mean, what does that guy know? It's like it's like if Tom Brady put on a football camp. I mean, what does Tom Brady know about football? Yeah, you're just right all the time. You're just the most winning. You're just the best. We're just not going to listen to you. See, my job's easy. I surround myself. Knock my earpiece off. Sorry. I surround myself with people that are right over and over and over and over again. That's the luxury of my job, because I'm not paid to lie. I'm paid by you to tell the truth, because that's what I do anyways. So it works really great, because that's how I am anyways. And it just so happens we're super successful, because I just go on the air and say what I'm thinking, what I'm reading, and what I'm researching. So I've spent time pointing out how we were right about everything in the past. Now it's happening exactly like we had a time machine before your eyes right now, but I want to explain to you the different scenarios of how this is going to go and how this is going to unfold, and why we said this can't be allowed to be done, and it's a warning to the establishment that are too busy stealing money and running around partying all day to actually research what you're in charge of. You guys are sitting on top of a giant time bomb a factory of time bombs. I mean, this is so dangerous, throwing the world into this, doing all this, with their plans to trigger civil unrest they call civil war, and then they bring in martial law, and they're expanding the FEMA camps. And they've got an actual plan if Biden doesn't step down. And I'm not saying it's their, I'm not saying they're going to do it. They've got plans. They've got options. They got a playbook. Like cards in your hand, okay? And I know what cards they got in their hand because they've been pre-programming them. And the big one is assassinating Biden and saying a Trump supporter did it. Now, they know people might not buy that, so they might just poison him or say he's had a stroke or, you know, give him too many meds or something. Or he could die anyways. The people still think they killed him. And they'll try to blame that somehow on Trump and the American people. And then maybe he gets wise and he steps down, but he's not in control. His own little gang is, so they probably won't. So it comes down to them probably removing him with the delegates refusing to at the closed, sealed, virtual Chicago event. But that's why Biden went to a closed event virtual, is he doesn't want the delegates to be able to do that. Or you could say they already control the delegates, which we know they do, and they want to be able to announce it, and he has nothing to say because they just turned the lights off. And then, oh, Biden's not on air right now. And you don't think Biden will have the guts and the nerve with Jill once they just turn the power off at the convention center to go on, you know, X or something and say, there's a coup going on. I mean, this is a scrabbling, battling orgy of power grabbers fighting over the dying republic. And they think it's a smart, cool plan they had to have him step down at the convention, and they had all this ready, and he was the perfect puppet to blame everything on, but now he's refusing to go. See how the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray? And that's where we are. And so every permutation, every angle I look at just gets worse. I mean, there's no soft landing from this unless cooler heads in the establishment back off and let Trump get in. And then it's too dangerous to even plunge the economy with the state of America. We'll lose the entire republic, and that means the globalists will lose their main power base. But they instinctively hate the country so much, they can't help themselves but still sink the ship they're riding on. So, I mean, if I was the globalists in the New World Order, I would be backing off right now, real fast, real quick, because there's no good outcome from what they're pulling. Because, again, I'll be very clear. They were going to pull all this off and change horses in the middle of the stream like it was no big deal. That's not happening now. And now that it's an oligarchy is being exposed, and now all these factions are being exposed, and now the media thought they would just say suddenly, oh, look, Biden is a vegetable. He is a dementia-addled, brain-rot, brainworm creature. And so, okay, we'll just accept the new nominee. No one that has a brain is going to buy into that because they know all of the chicanery came out of the same establishment that's been lying to us and telling us that Biden is the smartest man in the world, like his son. So, again, the globalists can only get world collapse and be the saviors if people don't know they're behind it. Same thing goes for this. The globalists think, the corporate media thinks, they're going to now act like they just discovered this. Everybody knows you're the ones in charge of the puppet and the policies to sink the country, and you thought you would just blame your brain rot puppet. We know it's you. Comprende? Yeah, now you get it. See how that works? So I would tell the New World Order, surrender now. You have destroyed yourselves. You were already destroyed. You were already defeated. This just accelerates it. Give up now and come out with your hands up. And we'll send you to Alba like Napoleon. Or you keep pushing it and you end up like Hitler in the bunker collectively. You choose your poison. We'll be right back. Stay with me. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser. Keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, I should add to this whole mix that, as you know, 2 weeks ago they had parliamentary EU elections, and conservatives, populists, nationalists, anti-globalists won in every country. Now they've had another round where their parliamentary system works in France, and the nationalists just totally dominated and won that. They are set within months to rule France. Le Pen's party. And I've got stacks of news in other countries that had the same effect with other elections. So I'm telling you, the New World Order is being exposed. The uptake of understanding is accelerating at rocket speed against BlackRock, the ESGs, the social credit scores, the poison COVID shots. These people have screwed the pooch. Okay? But let's understand something. They don't give up, and they're going to pull out all the stops. What did Macron say last week? Like, let me show you these. I mentioned these, but let me just show you these. Got a whole stack of them right here. Let me show you these. I don't want to just talk about it. I want you to go look at it. I want you to read it. Okay? I got the British government, the French government, the Polish government, the Italian government, the U.S. government, and a bunch of other governments, the parties in and out of power, but all the leftist parties, saying there's going to be a civil war and there's going to be nuclear war if you don't let us stay in power. And what happened today? More than 10,000 violent Antifa street militia show up and start burning stuff all over a major German city and try to shut down the populist party, AFD, that's surging to number one. The globalist party got 15 points, they got 30. 28 police officers injured, one critically. That's what I'm talking about. That's the Civil War. So here's the headline. CIA director under Bush says today's Republican Party is more nihilistic and dangerous than terror groups. Former CIA director and NSA head, formerly Michael Hayden, says that the main enemy is not just MAGA, but Republicans in general. Here's another one, Newsweek. GOP is the most dangerous political force in the world, Michael Hayden says. He says, I've covered extremism and violent terror groups around the world, and they're the enemy. They've got to be shut down. They've got to be stopped. That's their only hope. And then what did Macron say? Wildly unpopular Macron threatens civil war in France if he loses upcoming snap legislative election, which he will. So they're scared, folks. And now Zelensky suddenly says he wants a peace deal. And here's some more of those articles I was mentioning about the nationalists winning en masse. So when you've got the president of France, the former CIA director, and all these other people, and the Democrat talking heads saying there are white supremacist Trump militias training in the woods and the mountains right now to kill black people en masse. Now, there's no evidence of that. It's totally made up. It's obviously being prepared as a false flag with 4 months left to the election. So this is a big deal. And if I was them, and I'm not saying I would do this, I don't do Machiavellian stuff. I'm not in justifies the means, psychotic, sociopath, devil worshiper, but I can get in the enemy's mind. The only hope they've got, and it's not going to work either, is to truck bomb some federal buildings, to go shoot up some black churches, shoot up some black colleges, go shoot up some black event. And because they're telling you with no evidence that there's this white supremacist armies loaded with weapons and bombs. They're coming to kill everybody right now. And there's going to be a civil war. They got all the movies and TV shows and propaganda all over the news. They're pre-programming it all. Like you go out before you plant a garden on a new piece of property and you till it with a tiller and you turn the soil over and let it set a few months. And then you go and you put the seeds in and you put the fertilizer on it and, you know, in the springtime. And they're just out there getting it all ready. It's like if you see a truck pull up in front of your neighbor's house and it says on the side of the truck, roofing company, and they unload shingles and they put ladders up and they start pulling the shingles off. You need to walk over and say, hey, what are you guys about to do to Bob's house? It says roofing company. They're unloading pallets of shingles. They're tearing off the shingles. They're climbing up on top of the roof, hammering on the new shingles. They're doing a roofing job. Well, in this case, they're getting ready to do a big-ass false flag. And I'm watching them do it, run around like army ants in front of me. And I'm just know their next move. I'm just sitting here waiting for it. And, of course, it's going to freak everybody out when it happens. And no matter what they do to me, the clip will be out there for everybody. We've stopped some stuff in the last few years, so we got enough power to do it. That is the awakened people. But I've sat here for 30 years watching where we couldn't stop them from their next move, even though I knew their next move. But now we've got a big enough audience, enough people are awake, that we could stop them. And I want to be sitting here when Trump's reelected in 125 days. And during that 79 days while he's president-elect, they don't trigger race war and civil unrest and call in martial law. Or assassinate Trump, you name it, 127 days till the election. It's 125, sorry. So, and we should spend whole shows like I did 4 years ago. And we had a website, 79 Days of Hell. I put on the side of the armored truck. I said, Trump's going to win. They're going to deny it. They're going to have mail-in ballots. They're already pre-programmed. They already told you what they do. They said it's a red mirage. And they did exactly what they said they would do. They even said if it came out and they couldn't stuff enough ballot boxes that they were going to declare that Trump wasn't the president and have a separate inauguration in the alternate government site of Colorado Springs, Colorado. And the Democrat Party, highest level, DNC head, John Podesta, war game, the New York Times reported on it. I mean, so much of my job is easy because the enemies of freedom are so arrogant, they sit there like we can't hear their language and don't know what they're setting up and don't know what they're doing, and we're watching them do it. It'd be like if you were sitting there at dinner with your wife, and you got a concealed carry, and you go to the bathroom, and you're walking back out of the bathroom, and there's a bar area right there, and you hear two guys going, yeah, that guy that we saw get out of that truck, looks like his wife's got some good jewelry and stuff. Well, yeah, we're gonna wait till he comes out, and we're going to rob him in the parking garage. Well, if you're smart and don't want to have a confrontation, it's not worth it. You just call an Uber and go home. But knowing most of you out there, knowing me, I'd have my gun out, tell my wife stay there when we leave, go out and, you know, see if they're waiting by the car. But the point is, I'm sitting here listening to them talk about what they're going to do. They've done this crap before. They're totally desperate. And so I can use analogies all day. And there's so many angles to what they can pull. Will they accelerate war with Russia? They're already doing that. Will they plunge the dollar, claim it's a cyber attack that, quote, Trump supporters working with Russians? I predicted that 2 years ago, and a year later they started pre-programming that, oh, the FBI believes the main terror threat is MAGA supporters are going to bring down the power grid with a cyber attack with Russia. So their enemies, Russia, the American people, so they say, oh, our enemies are going to get together and they're going to turn the power off. When we're winning the election, we're culturally dominating. Why would we overturn the chessboard when we're winning the game? They have the motive, they have the history, and they're pre-programming, they're going to do it. So I don't know exactly what card they're going to play when, but I know the cards they've got, and I know they're going to play them in the next 6 months. 4 months to the election, another 79 days after that. 2.5 months. And I think that's the main zone. I believe, and they may change their plan, but if I was them, they're going to wait till he's elect. They're going to try to steal it. And if that doesn't work, they are then going to send in people to the black churches, black colleges, and they're going to kill thousands of black people. I mean, I think you may wake up one day and hear that 10 black sites have been hit and hit thousands of dead black people. They may go all out. They may roll an info bomb right into a, you know, black college. And then all hell's going to break loose, and the media is going to worship and praise an Arab Spring style deal with paid brigades of Antifa in mass commanding groups of black thugs they've hired to start shooting, burning, and killing, and then it's off the races. And they've already been pre-programming on that. They've introduced legislation, Senator Blumenthal, to strip Trump, which, again, they'll try to pass an emergency session during this in the 79 days of hell in between him being president-elect and the inauguration, to strip him of the constitutional war power of the Insurrection Act last used by George Herbert Walker Bush in the L.A. riots in 1992. So, again, I can go on for hours. Every piece is being put in place. All the preparation is going down. Or they may have just a full-out coup. It'd only take 10,000 men, highly motivated and ready to do it, because the feds at the top would have stand-downs and push and put out false reports to the other federal and local agents to hit the Supreme Court, the Republican leadership, and the conservative media leadership. You could, in a matter of 2 hours, they could decapitate Trump and kill all his major supporters in 3 to 4 hours. And they'll have truck bombs going off at black sites as the cover and say, we're in a war with white supremacists. And then they believe that the horror of that is so huge that the average American won't be able to admit this is actually happening and will just, okay, fine. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not part of the Civil War. And there'll be some special flag, some symbol you know, that you put outside your house, you know, to show that, that you're not part of the evil racist. And that's one of the major attacks they're pre-programming and ready with. It may just be full-on war with Russia. It may just be a Trump assassination by itself. I don't know. But they're at the end of their operation. They're at the end of everything they are. I mean, why would they have feds outside of a court order try to close the doors 3.5 weeks ago? Without, and people didn't believe it because it doesn't sound believable, but it came out in court later. It was true. Of course I didn't lie about that. I'm not a Chicken Little. I don't cry wolf. I tell you, I see a wolf come out of the woods, baby. You better believe it's a wolf. Now, I'm not that important, but in the scheme of things, because we were so critical getting Trump in 7.5 years ago, and we're still critical today, but people get the paradigm now, so I'm not as critical, which is really good for my own personal safety in life. But more importantly, it means we've done our job. You can't shut this truth down. And that's what I want to explain is, no matter what horrible thing the globalists do, no matter what the deep state pulls now, in the end, it's going to bring them down. In the end, this new world order will be defeated, at least in this permutation. Doesn't mean we're angels. Doesn't mean we're offering a utopia. Doesn't mean some perfect thing's going to come out of this. We're not leftist global to put out false utopia ideas of free lunches and bed of roses. But that's where we are. So let me walk through some of this right now. And then Roger Stone's coming up. But this is a big deal. Again, the other big takeaway is the same corporate media that's been lying to you about Biden being a near vegetable for years now acts like they just suddenly discovered it because now it's time to remove him. And just understand, the same establishment that has controlled Biden is puppet mastering the corporate media. So remember, they're a bigger enemy than Biden because he's not even cognizant. He's just a puppet. They're the traitors that did all of this that are going to continue to stick a knife in our back when they steal the next election or try to. So don't like get so excited. Look, oh my God, CNN's fact-checking Biden. Everything he said's a lie. Oh my God, it's so wonderful. They think you have no memory. And as soon as they get Newsom or Big Mike or Governor Whitmer and they've got them all ready, there's different factions pushing them, or even Hillary, she's trying to get in there now. Four pigs. Kamala's in there. Kamala, Hillary, Newsom, Big Mike. So Newsom, Big Mike, Hillary, Kamala Harris, about four of them, and that's where we are. And all those factions are battling over control right now while they start war with China, while they start war with Russia, while they accelerate all the craziness, while the borders are totally collapsed, while all this is happening. God knows what else is going on in the world because the corrupt, collapsing empire is only focused in on what's happening in America because they're in a power struggle, and that is a very dangerous vacuum to be in. We'll go over more of this with Roger. He's got big breaking news on all of this. But I know everybody's got the clip of him at TPUSA last year predicting all this, and I know there's the clips from years ago. I want to get the oldest clips 3.5 years ago, both of us laying this out, because that's what gets new people to finally listen. I can tell you now what's happening or what's about to happen. People are like, okay, you told me what's going to happen next week. That's not impressive. But when we show them exactly what happened years ago, they listen. So they'll listen to me now. It's like telling your four-year-old, don't stick the fork in the light socket. And then when your parents aren't looking, you go ahead and stick it in there and get one hell of a shock that knocks you across the room. You don't ever stick the fork in the light socket again if you survived. I guess if you die, you never do it either. Or you're a little kid and your dad tells you don't run around across the street and don't run in traffic and you see the neighbor kid run over by a truck. A month later, boy, now you see why daddy said don't do it. That's the whole point of me saying, see, I told you about all this and it came true. Not to sit there and say, man, aren't I smart? Anybody can figure out the enemy once you study him. I don't study football or baseball or rock and roll or stupid crap. Anybody can become an expert on that. People aren't even stupid. They're focused on things that do not matter. I focus on what matters. I focus on physics and energy and economy and politics and spiritual issues. And I study who the globalists are and how they operate. And I study the other factions that are supposedly against them. And I see all these fake political movements out there. But the pro-human, pro-God movement is real and is the enemy's biggest enemy because we are the counter system to them. And we've got our work cut out for us if we remove this current group of scum, because we just can't set back into the decadence anymore. We have to approach God. We have to repent even more. We have to work steadfastly and not be corrupt. And we have got to build a future system for humanity. And we have to give the alternative to the New World Order. All right, here's some of the headlines. And boy, there are a lot of them. And again, I'm just going to scan over these and go to these with Roger next hour. CBS poll after debate finds 70% don't want Biden to run. Axios, Biden oligarchy will decide the president's fate. Incredible article I'm going to read over. Poll, 70% want him out. Staff hid decline from public. No, you didn't hide it from the public. We saw it. You just convinced yourself you were hiding it. First lady desperately clings to power. Top aides, again, I mentioned the shield Biden from staff, but couldn't hide the debate. He didn't hide anything. Jill Biden takes flak for urging Joe to carry on. Increasing numbers of voters don't think Biden should be running after a debate with Trump. Private call of top Democrats fuels more insider anger about Biden's debate performance. Haley warns Trump to prepare for a younger rival. Oh, she tells him to prepare for the sun rising. Haley's such an idiot. Renews call for cognitive tests, including Trump. Yeah, Trump's got to watch out for that. Bill Maher dumps Biden. I have nobody to vote for. Everybody's like, oh, he's so great. Oh, he's so good. No, he knows he's a loser. Everyone's turning against him, so he's got to act like he wasn't part of this. It just goes on and on. Joe Biden set up to fail in debate as part of a soft coup. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer makes secret move to prepare for possible presidential run. That's right. That woman, they love her. She's pure evil. Trouble in La La Land. Freaked out big money Hollywood donors threaten to cut off Democrat Party unless Joe Biden replaces nominee. Oh, Ted Cruz reveals who he believes will replace Joe Biden on the presidential ticket. Audio. Oh, who'd he say? Oh, my God, I'm about to get the news early. Cruz then outlined how Democrat Party would convince a reluctant Michelle Obama to run while acknowledging two possible independents. We told you years ago it'll be Michelle Obama drafted reluctantly. Now, word for word, Ted, I'm not even against Ted Cruz, but I'm like, oh my God, he's so smart. Representative Chip Roy on a rescue mission to save Democrats. Proposes a resolution to initiate 25th Amendment proceedings against Joe Biden will save Democrats, allow them to run candidate in all 50 states. Oh yeah, maybe if they had to step down, they try to postpone the election. There's no telling what they're going to pull. Gotta love this. That video of it. Nancy Pelosi claims Trump, not Biden, is the candidate with dementia but for having a senior moment of her own. It's all coming up and a lot more next hour. But the corporate media is dead. They have no credibility. The power structure is incompetent. They're completely out of control. America is losing its power. We become a giant joke. It's time to get rid of the New World Order and reject it and reject their entire leftist, anti-human agenda. The whole world is rejecting it. The globalists want to take over America and then exploit us and use us to take over the next country, and we have to stand up. We have to wake up. We have to say no, because the alternative is hell on earth. All right, I'm going to go to break. Come back with Roger Stone with the huge breaking news. But first off, remember, the real power of this broadcast is you taking the links at Real Alex Jones on X and following us there and taking the links from Man.Video and Infowars.com/show. People are really ready for the truth right now and supporting our sponsors. It takes money to fight a war. It takes money to fight the New World Order. And we bring you great products that you're going to love and want to reorder, so it's a symbiotic relationship and we can continue to march forward against the tyrants. So it's the last few days of the summer kickoff super sale. Up to 40% off on DNA Force Plus, Body Cells and Turmeric Formula, X3, Brain Force Ultra, Ultra 12, VasoBeats, Nitric Boost, all incredible products that are game-changing and so good for you and your family at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the sale was supposed to end Thursday. We haven't gotten around to changing it. I don't know why, but we're going to change it tomorrow. And the new sale is Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is selling out. We got limited supply in this week. And X2, the incredible deep earth crystal iodine. X3 is three different great types. This is the one big pure type. Depends on the person. They're apples and oranges. But X2 discounted, Biomineral Fusion discounted, limited runs at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then, of course, we have our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. Dr. Jones, just Dr. Jones Naturals, one word, DrJonesNaturals.com. And there is 43% off on 10-hour clean energy selling out TurboForce. TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, 43% off. Highest quality, top lab in the country. It's private label by us. Same stuff sold at Whole Foods is their top brand that they sell. Same lab makes it. 30 parts per million. Amazing. Topical or ingested. Antiviral, antibacterial, you name it. Does amazing things to the whole body. It is $12 and change. 57% off despite the fact it's selling well. My dad's company wants to just blow this out because he's a great sponsor. He's funding us. He's trying to keep InfoWars on air. So keep InfoWars on air. Get great products at great prices at drjonesnaturals.com. Rocket Rich, incredible sleep aid is super strong. We've got the Top Brain Great Nootropic that's there. All the nano silver products, the toothpaste, the wound gel, the immune gargle. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support. We couldn't do it without you, literally. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. We are doing this together. We're changing the world. It's not like I'm up here hyping all this victory and how hard we're fighting together, and it's a bunch of BS. It's indescribable how far we've come together. And you know who you are, so spread the word about the broadcast. And, you know, I mean, I went to a Mexican food restaurant with my wife and family and some friends today. And it was great. I didn't mind it, but I was mobbed the entire time. Every 2 minutes, a family would come over, Hispanic, black, white, old, young, a bunch of single women. Oh, you know, you're the best. We love you. You're great. And I asked a few of them, I say, do you listen to the show daily? Well, I see the clips everywhere. I just love your clips. Do you ever go to the site and listen to the show? Yes, I have before, but I need two more. I saw your clip of this yesterday. I saw a clip of that. I said, listen, that's great. But that reaches people. That's like a missionary. But it's you coming to the broadcast itself where you get the full transmission, where you get the guest, and where you hear the sponsorship to fund the operation. So I need money to fight this war. I didn't give speeches on that. I'm just, man, I could do so much more if you'll just energize me. Have I not proven myself? Have I not done the best I could? I just want to stay in the fight. I'm a loyal servant to God, and that means a servant to you. But I need your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support now at drjonesnaturals.com. So go now to drjonesnaturals.com and peruse the site and order products. Hour number two, tomorrow's news today. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone coming up in 5 minutes.
The United States operated Native American concentration camps in the 1830s that went on for decades and later evolved into reservations. During World War II, the U.S. imprisoned Japanese Americans. About 1,000 indigenous Aleuts of Alaska were forced into camps as their homes were burned to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting, in a psychological warfare program, to condition and control the populace so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct. Like the old frog example, you know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law. And in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including in the document's own text, any incident in the world, regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
important video at band.video. It's also posted at Real Off Jones on X, FEMA Camps for American Dissidents. We're finally doing the deep dive on this tomorrow. Just the debate was so huge, we moved that to tomorrow. I'm going to host all 4 hours tomorrow. It's the third and fourth hour. Big whistleblower, DHS, all FEMA camp documents, all the proof, what's happening, where they're being built, how to stop it, what's going down. The globalists know they've lost, so they plan martial law to stop it. Roger Stone is coming up. We got a little treat for you, too. It's about to go mega viral. Stay with us. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
To your town. We're going to bring the New World Order down. Can you feel it? Woo! Now, Roger Stone's joining us in mere minutes. And they're playing clips of him a year ago predicting all this. He did it 3.5 years ago. I got the archive. I was grabbing it tomorrow. And it's not about, oh, aren't we smart? It's about, we got the enemy's number. We got their name. We got their number. We got their ass. And so better listen to us with what's coming next. And we've got the enemy playbook. We can beat them. If you'll just understand, we've got the playbook. I know the listeners got it too. But the damn establishment Republicans don't quite have it yet. They're starting to get it. Now, we got something really interesting here for you. I noticed this meme today, and so I put it out on X. And it's one of my favorite Beatles songs. It's Nowhere Man. He's a real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans, for nobody doesn't have a point of view. Knows not where he's going to. So, on Man.Video, we put the whole song out with some of his antics. But we put a short clip out minutes ago on X. It's already gotten 100,000 views in 5 minutes. This baby is going to get 15, 20 million views, like the video I just came up with Friday morning. With the Eye of the Tiger and Trump, and then Biden can't go down the stage with Enya. So that's coming up. And we'll plunge into how much trouble the establishment's in and how they're trying to spin this, and the fact that now they're all saying, okay, it's Big Mike, just like Roger Stone said, and the different angles and where this is going and how dangerous this is. But here's the little short clip. There's another great meme. Put it back on screen. Yeah, Biden doesn't need a cognitive test. His voters do. Wasn't the COVID lockdown, wasn't all of this just a cognitive test? So here is the new hit song Biden releases, Nowhere Man. Here it is.
He's a real nowhere man sitting in his nowhere land, making
lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Well, I don't celebrate people that lie on purpose or people that are wrong because they're idiots. I try to associate with winners and people that see around corners. And that's why the show has a 95% accuracy rate. It's even higher than that now. And that's why they're so mad at us. Roger Stone has been involved in politics forever. He's an advisor and good friend, of course, of Richard Nixon. And right through Ronald Reagan, Trump, got Trump to run, all of it. He doesn't like to toot his horn, make it about himself. But they want to put him in jail and have tried and to be pardoned by Trump because he knows his stuff. He's not a lightweight. He's a super heavyweight. And he's a champion. And he is a great ally to our republic. And that's why enemies of America hate him. So I wanted to get him on to talk about the angles, the different jockeying groups, the admissions by Politico and Axios through the mouth of the establishment that, okay, there's an oligarchy that runs things, and now they're going to target the little nest of globalist deep staters that the larger deep state wants to control, but as Roger said 3 years ago, Jill is in control, she won't leave. Now, remember, Biden famously said on the campaign trail, he kept calling Kamala Harris President Harris, even once she got elected. Well, don't worry. If they want me to leave, I'll just get a sudden illness and go. So he made an agreement with Biden, with Obama, Biden did, to do this. And we knew it. And we said you this back at the time, before the election, 4 years ago. But now he's in total cuckoo world. He is in cloud cuckoo, la-la land. He is refusing to go. Now, Roger nailed it. And we're not going to, I'll play the clips tomorrow. We've already got a bunch of them, but 3+ years ago, that a month before the convention, which is next month, they would then say he's a cognitive idiot and has to go. They'd build the pressure. Even if he refused, they would then have the delegates turn against him and remove him, and they would draft Michelle Obama. Now Ted Cruz and the Democrats are on the news saying, well, we're going to draft Michelle Obama. She's reluctant, word for word. I'll show you the quotes. New York Times and Ted Cruz, both left and right. She's reluctant, but she's going to do it. Word for word. Now, the reason I keep knowing that is you might want to listen to what Roger Stone says next, because then we can stop them. There's nothing more frustrating than having the damn enemy's playbook and knowing exactly what they're going to do and sitting here watching a bunch of dipshits on Fox News run around with their thumbs up their ass. And I'm, excuse the French, I'm not even in competition with these people. I want to fix the country, stop nuclear war. I've got children. I want grandchildren. I'm beyond pissed off at this point with all the lightweights. But again, they hire a bunch of lightweights because they'll be idiots and fall over the establishment once. They try to put the heavyweights in prison. So to bring Roger in for the rest of the hour, I want to play this clip that they don't want out there. I'm posting to X right now with the headline, breaking video, because it is breaking. It's nowhere. It took us hours to find it. Couldn't even find it on X. Breaking video. Biden says he may resign for medical issue. He said this late in the campaign. Then he said it again. We found another clip 6 months into office. This is big because he made the agreement. Now he's trying to get out of it. Here's the clip. We go to Roger Stone.
And I, like I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign.
And then he goes on in a larger clip. It's a 1 minute clip we'll play coming up in a few minutes. We have the medical clip. In fact, you have it now. Play the 1 minute clip where he talks about resigning as well. Here's the newer clip.
Look, I view myself as a bridge, not as anything else. There's an entire generation of leaders you saw stand behind me. They are the future of this country.
The New York Times report that he's also considering pledging to serve only one term. Quote, framing Mr. Biden's 2020 campaign as a one-time rescue mission for a beleaguered country.
He's also questioned, you know, whether this type of thing or serving one term is the right thing to do.
He's going to run for one term.
I may end up, if I get elected, only having one term.
Biden pledging to serve only one term.
The Abrams strategy and the one-term pledge, both an effort to tamp down concerns about electing a 78-year-old president next year.
We're coming on the air with important news in the presidential race. President Joe Biden is officially running for re-election.
But all kidding aside,
the first lady to be told me she holds them for you.
Yes, she does. But not with, she and Kamala become friends. Yeah. But all kidding aside,
It's a matter of the thing. We are simpatico on our philosophy of government and simpatico on how we want to approach these issues that we're facing. And so I don't have, and when we disagree, it'll be just like, so far, it's been just like when Barack and I did. It's in private. She'll say, I think we should do A, B, C, or D. And I'll say, I like A, don't like B and C. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. But, and I, like I told Barack, if I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We don't have that. We haven't, and we discussed at length mm-hmm. our views on foreign policy, on domestic policy, on intelligence. And the great thing is she has a background in the Senate on intelligence, the Intelligence Committee. She has a background in the Senate on a whole range of things that are going to be pertinent to what we have to do. But it's going to be, I think so much is going to be incoming, Jake. Yeah. It's a matter about who takes what when.
Yeah.
I don't need to tell you, Mr. President-elect, that the NAACP...
All right, so what you get there, and that's back chatter, those are messages, political messages, kind of like disappearing ink and reappearing magic ink. He's saying, well, if I have a problem with her, I'll just resign. But he told Barack that. Now he's talking about her or him. To me, this is very, very clear what it was talking about, and that's where we are now. But shifting gears out of that... Roger Stone, so much to cover, such a huge moment. We can celebrate all day what was just transpiring on Thursday and how the media is trying to spin it like, oh, they didn't know, they just learned. Now they're admitting an oligarchy is in control. There's major power struggles. I'm going to try to give you the floor to lay this out. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com.
Well, first of all, Alex, thanks for having me. I just finished my 77 WABC radio show in the most dynamic AM radio station in the country, and I'm glad that I was able to catch up with you here. First of all, that video, of course, makes no sense. Why would the president resign if he has a policy disagreement with his vice president? What this does demonstrate is that the reports are correct, that it was Barack Obama who insisted on the placement of Kamala Harris as vice president. This was not Joe Biden's first choice. Biden was still smarting from the fact that Kamala Harris essentially called Joe Biden a racist in one of the presidential debates, only to be exposed herself by Tulsi Gabbard on the exact same issue, kind of ironic, and that Joe wanted Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. But why would the president step aside if he had a policy disagreement with his vice president? He wouldn't. What he meant was if he had a policy disagreement with the de facto leader of the country, that would be Barack Obama. And now I have to believe that this extraordinarily early debate taking place before either Donald Trump or Joe Biden was legally the candidate of their party, was a well-timed effort to demonstrate to the country very quickly that the emperor has no clothes. The speed and the unanimity that the media cabal that backs the globalist combine immediately said, Joe is toast. This is a disaster. He must step aside. The New York Times, the Philadelphia Inquirer, Politico, Axios, all immediately in one voice. Well, first of all, it means that they lied to us for 3+ years because they kept insisting that in private, Joe was hale and hearty. He was absolutely in control. He was running the show. You wouldn't believe how great he looks behind the scenes. Don't believe your eyes. Believe what we say. Alex, well, I think where we are right now is a similar situation that we had previously in American history. Woodrow Wilson was our 28th president. His term began in 1913. He won the 1912 election in a three-way race where Theodore Roosevelt, a former president, sought renomination at the Republican Party, was unsuccessful, bolted to form the Bull Moose Party. The Republicans nominated his successor, William Howard Taft, and people don't know this, Wilson was first, Roosevelt, an independent, was second, and the Republican nominee ran third. Wilson was struck by an incapacitating stroke in October of 1919, where he was both physically and mentally incapacitated, and his wife, Edith Gaw Wilson, essentially was the de facto president of the United States.
And the same thing happened with FDR, and I want to go through that, and that's great history, Roger, but you don't like to talk about yourself. I want to know what's coming now. You can spend time on this, but listeners know, Big Mike, Michelle Obama, they're all over the news saying, oh, she's reluctant, they're going to draft her. Oh, they're going to have delegates refuse Biden if he doesn't step down, coming up in Chicago next month. It's all happening literally like you had a time machine.
Well, yes, but I think it has a lot of nuance. I mean, there are important parts to understand of this. First of all, the Democratic nominating process is over, and Joe Biden got about 95% of the 4,000 delegates. Now, many of those delegates are, in fact, Biden people, and Biden and his wife, as I predicted, have dug in their heels. They don't want to go. They love the limelight. She does particularly. Also, of course,
And Roger, that's what you said 3 years ago, that when it came time for him to leave, and they were going to bring in Big Mike or Newsom, that she would do this. And again, I know it's all in the news now. You literally nailed every damn piece perfectly. I want to know how you did that. I want you to tell us what's coming next.
Well, I think Politico has a great piece on this about the mechanics of the Democratic convention. There are 700 super delegates who are really the establishment. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton quickly put out statements in support of Joe Biden, but that's cover, in my opinion. That's to give them plausible deniability. In the end, as I said on this show last week, if Joe absolutely refuses to go, I believe Barack Obama could very quickly pull together the majority of the cabinet of the vice president and threaten Joe backstage, threaten Joe with removal under the 25th Amendment. Then he would lose all of his legal ability to pardon his son, his brother, himself, and other members of the Biden crime family. So in the end, are they prepared to pull out the stops? Joe is going to refuse to go. He's a notoriously stubborn person when he's not comatose.
But so you're dropping, hold on, I'm going to shut up in a minute. You're dropping bombshell to bombshell. You're saying he's refusing to go. You're saying that try to pull 25th Amendment. If he doesn't go, then what do? Do they strip him with the delegates, or do they go 25th Amendment?
Well, I think they threatened him with the 25th Amendment. I don't think he wants to be removed. Therefore, I think he would finally release his delegates. This is where Michelle Obama and others come into play. If he releases his delegates, then the convention would be free to nominate anyone they wanted. I reasoned that it would be Michelle Obama because, frankly, she's probably potentially the strongest candidate they could nominate. She would be much stronger than Kamala Harris. She would be much stronger than Gavin Newsom. She has no public record to attack. She's been largely non-political. She is, I dare say, probably the single most popular Democrat in the country who's eligible to run. Barack Obama is not eligible to have another term, at least not formally. So I believe in the end, I never said she wanted to run. I never said she would run. What I said was she would be drafted by a runaway Democrat convention. That can only happen if Joe releases his delegates. If he chooses to fight, this will be the deepest division in the Democratic Party since the Vietnam War caused the deep divide on the left in 1968. People have said, well, she's not interested. I didn't say she wanted to run. What I said is she would be convinced that she was the strongest candidate to potentially beat Donald Trump. Now, you have a lot of problems with this. First of all, you can't have a ticket of two women of color. What should be done with Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris will certainly believe that if Joe is not going to run for renomination, that it's her turn. And under any normal political circumstance, that would be the case. But Democrats have no confidence in her ability. Biden, who still controls these delegates, could step aside and try to deliver the nomination to Kamala Harris, who has remained loyal. That would allow Hillary Clinton and others to finagle for the vice presidency. Now, if Hillary Clinton, who's definitely out there in the woods, she's got a new book out. You can see the cover of it. You've never seen so much photoshopping and airbrushing in that cover photo in your life. She's starting to do a book tour. You know what that means. So if you nominated, let's say, Kamala Harris, and Hillary Clinton for vice president, Kamala Harris would need a food taster, to say the least. And you've got Gavin Newsom, who is hovering here. He recognizes that he is probably ends up as vice presidential material on a Michelle Obama ticket. But if they nominated Kamala Harris, if they could not persuade Michelle Obama, who I think would be a very formidable candidate, and they went with Kamala Harris, well, they have two choices, Hillary Clinton or Gavin Newsom. Also, Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, he's looking around. There are other candidates. J.B. Pritzker, when he sits around the House, he really sits around the House. He'd like to get in this mix, the 400-pound billionaire who'd like to be president. I mean, it will be wide open if they can pressure Joe Biden out of running. If he refuses to go, this will even get much, much uglier.
So there's a giant power struggle going on in the middle of war with Russia, in the middle of open borders, in the middle of all the economic insanity. We are seeing a giant Democrat power struggle while they pre-program that there's going to be civil war and racist attacks, obviously false flags, against Trump. How should Trump respond to this? What are the main attacks on Trump going to be right now that polls are showing 72% of Democrats want Joe Biden gone? Trump's getting 20-plus points nationwide, 10, 15 points battlegrounds. I mean, it was held today. Even mainline news says Trump wins in a landslide. No amount of fraud is going to work. No one will believe that Biden could beat Trump right now. I mean, this is – I mean, I want to laugh at it because I hate the Democrats so much, but it seems to me at a gut level – very dangerous to have this much bedlam and hysteria and power struggles going on.
Well, first of all, I think President Trump deserves enormous credit for his debate performance, which was incredibly disciplined, very tight, said everything he wanted to say, contrasted the economy and the border and the chaos that is costing with the current administration, didn't take the bait several times when Joe Biden tried to bait him. Really, I gave him an A plus. He came in with high expectation levels. He more than met them. He was strong. He was funny. He was disciplined. Really was a great performance. And then when you contrast it with the way Joe Biden looked and sounded horrible. I mean, just horrible. Then 24 hours later, obviously with a different drug cocktail, you see Biden still reading from a teleprompter. Very different when he appeared comatose in that rally where his wife was at the podium and said, Joe, you answered all the questions. It was almost childlike and embarrassing. I think he has a very hard time holding on, but never underestimate the stubbornness of Joe Biden. He's incredibly stubborn when he is lucid.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you say almost childlike. It was like he was a two-year-old crapping his pants while she talked about him. It was just disgusting.
Well, this, I think you have internecine warfare in their party now. Look, the heavy guns, when the New York Times comes in and says Joe has to go, you can't just look at that and say, no, that doesn't matter. We're going to do whatever we want. So they've announced that they have a big parley at Camp David where the family is going to confer. This looks to me like a step towards Joe throwing in the towel.
Stay right there, Roger. You're on fire. I know I interrupted a lot because there's so many great angles here. Let's talk about what the step down looks like and the power struggle over who the replacement is. Let's talk about the media trying to distance themselves from the cover-up of Joe Biden's incredibly declining mental state straight ahead, and then where this goes. And then once Trump is reelected in 127 days, what are they going to pull when he's president-elect? That's when I see them making the big move. Stay with us. Roger Stone. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 plastic shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Polish tale how Pancho fell.
The information war, it's Alex Jones.
And Roger Stone, the poet's tale.
The poet's tale how Pancho fell. And left his living in a cheap hotel.
The desert's quiet.
The desert's quiet.
Cleveland's cold.
And so the story ends, we're told.
Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
Roger Stone's our guest, and I don't normally gush for 5 minutes before a guest comes on about nailing it. I mean, he's been here for 3.5 years saying exactly how this would go down, the big power struggle, the insanity. And so we're literally getting tomorrow's news today with all these complex issues. But I want to, before we get into Trump and the election, what they're going to do in the 79 days of hell once he's reelected, which all the evidence looks like is about to happen, a landslide so large, a political realignment so huge that you know, nobody but God could stop it. But if you look at this, the corporate media, the Bill Maher's, all of them trying to act like they were never for Biden and that they knew this and that, or they suddenly just discovered this. The corporate media was already a shadow of its former self, but this is the house of cards. I mean, I really see last Thursday night and what happened then as a historic moment where there was a mass mass understanding and the mass recognizing that we all saw the truth. We never bought the lie. They tried to sell us the lie, but it failed. And the corporate media could already not recover from all their lies, but now they seem to realize the final vestiges or fumes of their arrogance seems to be running out. And really is the final epitaph or tombstone on the corporate media that Trump calls the enemy of the people. Roger, how would you describe how big this is?
It is potentially seismic. It's interesting, Alex, the way they move so smoothly in lockstep. So there are two messages here. One, yes, Joe needs to go. He's outlived his usefulness. But then secondarily, even if Joe is not all there, even if he is mentally deranged, even if he is a near vegetable, Donald Trump lied so much. He's such a liar. Let's take a look at that if we could. Biden recycles the whole suckers and losers about American veterans. 20 people present in the cemetery in France. 19 said he didn't say it. One man, a guy he fired, General Kelly, bad guy, said it after he was canned. That's his motive. Saying that the people in Charlottesville are good, fine people on both sides. Even Snopes, the left-wing fact-checking site, has debunked that. Insisting that Joe Biden capped insulin at $15. That was Donald Trump. Said that no soldiers, no servicemen died on his watch. Does this guy not even know what happened in Afghanistan? Saying that Trump wanted to inject bleach for the COVID-19 vaccination. Yet another lie. Claiming the Border Patrol endorsed him. Yet another lie. There are 1,000 trillionaires out there, and they're not paying their fair share. Another lie. That abortions are never performed in the 8th or 9th month. We've all seen the video of Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam talking disturbingly about that exact infanticide. This guy told more lies in a short period of time than imaginable, but it's classic Alinskyism, of course, which is always attack us for what they themselves are doing. It's unbelievable how many lies this guy got away with.
Absolutely. So let's move into the 79 days of hell. You've already gone through the different permutations of who they're jockeying for, who they want, what they're trying. Maybe you should finish up with your dead reckoning or prediction or probability on who that's going to be, then what the main challenges to Trump are going to be, and then I don't want to be over-optimistic, but I think it's very clear even their fraud can't overcome what's about to happen. They even recognize that. What do they pull when he's president-elect? I see that as the real weak spot when they make their move. I've seen all the pre-preparation for that.
Well, first of all, Alex, in politics, as we've now just seen graphically, strikingly, a day is a lifetime. So this has completely changed the political landscape. The truth is, anybody who tells you who they're certain who the Democratic presidential and vice presidential nominee is going to be is lying, because we're in a period of uncertainty. One difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, we tend to air our dirty laundry in public. They keep very lockstep and tightly locked down, but major establishment globalist figures and media empires moving aggressively to persuade Biden to throw in the towel. And it will be quite attractive when he realizes it's the only way he can remain as president. They have the power to remove him entirely, which I think he agreed to if you look at those two videos, if he doesn't cooperate. So how long does he hang on? The poll numbers, if he continues to crater in the swing states, it's only going to increase the pressure on him. Jill Biden, the de facto president of the United States, there was a moment in that debate when Biden said to Trump, you had an affair with a porn star, where I kind of wanted Trump to say, but you had an affair with the babysitter when your first wife, before she was tragically killed, and now she's the de facto president of the United States, because that's exactly where we are. That performance the next day, which they say rallied Democrats, I frankly think it hurt them. It showed everybody she's the one in charge. She's the one they've got to persuade to throw in the towel. If Joe Biden agrees not to run, releases his delegates, I still say that the emotional favorite of that convention, which could become a runaway convention, would be Michelle Obama. She's the only candidate not carrying the baggage.
Sure, Roger, let me be clear, though. You 3.5 years ago, and every time you've been on, every week since then, have said, when all the calculus comes down, the month before the convention, they will then start saying remove him. It's all happened. So there's two ways to look at things. There's a lot of ways, but two big ones. You can look at all the aggregate information, the flow of history, and see how it time flows and do a calculation of how you think it's going to come out, which you nailed. I agree. The globalists are jockeying for power. Different power groups, different oligarch groups, different donor class are struggling right now. But when you do the permutations, I'll go with your original prediction that it's now basically 95% come true and say that you're right. So again, I understand what you're saying now currently in the weeds on this, but from the 35,000 foot view, you already called it.
Look, you may well be right. All I'm saying is no one can say with absolute certainty what's going to happen. I don't agree, unfortunately, with that final point, Alex, which I still think that our election systems are vulnerable. I still think these people are desperate to cling to power. I think Republicans, Trump supporters, free thinkers should take nothing whatsoever for granted. Every single vote is going to count.
By the way, we don't disagree. We know there'll be massive fraud. There's been massive fraud, and they're going to pull out the stops. But from all the experts I've talked to, including you, a huge overwhelming landslide. They don't have enough dead people, enough out-of-district voters to stuff. They don't have COVID as the pretext to, you know, to keep things going, you know, for weeks after the election. So I'm just saying we shouldn't be overconfident, but we should also start wargaming. What do we do when he's president-elect?
We still don't know that there's not going to be another bird-related pandemic. We still don't know whether, God forbid, there may be some attempt on President Trump's life, something I pray about every single day. We're in uncharted territory. The people here are not just fighting over power. They're fighting over survival because they know they are guilty of treason. And if we have equal protection under the law, no, not revenge, not recriminations, equal protection under the law, then there's a number of them who know that they could face penalties for their treason against the country. So that's why we're in this power struggle. They don't want to put all their chips on Joe Biden because he is beginning to stink like a loser, and all internal pressures will be put on him to step aside.
Sure, I know. I'm not saying you're saying it's certain, but you called where we would be 3 years ago right now to the day, basically. So let's move on then without belaboring it. Massive pre-programming of civil war, civil unrest, massive pre-programming of race war, massive pre-programming that white supremacists that support Trump are in the woods or come kill black people. They're clearly telegraphing a false flag. And I actually see that right before the election or once he's president-elect to create such a Macron's threatening civil war, if he isn't elected. The same thing's happening in Germany. So it's the same playbook. Let's move forward to 127 days from now. Trump is elected president. What does the deep state pull?
Well, first of all, I think he needs to identify the key offices in his new administration and do what he was unable to do in his first term, and that is to build an administration that is loyal to him and to his agenda. I think that they have been very clear that they're looking at all kinds of options, including refusing to certify his election. You can find that in The Atlantic. Although that's weird because that's what they're saying Trump did, and that was a crime. That is a very real possibility. This entire group out of Georgetown University, many of the same actors who were behind the Russian collusion hoax, who were behind the two Ukraine impeachment hoax, they will look at any gambit to hold on to power. So the answer, Alex, is we're in for very turbulent times. I like to win the election before I worry about, you know, the color of the curtains in the Oval Office. I still think this is all extremely volatile and up for grabs. Why did they wait till the fourth year of Joe Biden's presidency to spring this lawfare? The answer is they thought that they were going to get a more favorable Republican nominee. They thought Trump was done. They didn't foresee his ability to stage perhaps the third greatest comeback in American political history. And they didn't see that their efforts to jail him or to otherwise penalize him through the courts was going to backfire badly and actually turbocharge.
No, Roger, I agree. We're not putting the cart before the horse here, but we have to also understand, and I'm not saying we've won, I'm saying they're pre-programming everywhere, terror attacks blamed on Trump supporters, and creating civil war, and they're saying more and more in the news that their go-to is stopping him with civil unrest once he's president-elect. So I understand we need to spend 90% of our time getting him elected, but we better start what you just said, vetting the cabinet, getting that stuff ready so there's thinking ahead of us so we don't repeat what happened 8 years ago or 7.5 years ago. And so we head the global assault at the pass with what they're planning, because they're already acting like, from the evidence I see, they've got some low-level oligarchies fighting over who controls the puppet, but the big fish are actually getting ready for a big move against America. War with Russia expanding, I'm not sure, but I'm just saying this is important.
I think you just hit the great danger, which is Trump very clearly emerges in this debate as the peace candidate, basically says that even before being sworn in, he believes he could bring peace in the Russia-Ukraine situation. That is makes him the peace candidate. That is a real threat. It's absolutely clear if they insist on Ukraine joining NATO in September, that has the capacity to trigger a world war. And I'm not sure that they're against a world war. Maybe they think that the instability of the situation and a wartime president aids them. They've miscalculated at every single turn. But also you see people who are proponents of a strong America, yourself, Alex, Steve Bannon, who has to report to jail tomorrow, attacks on me last week because I had the audacity to say Republicans should use every legal and technical tool to ensure that the elections are honest. That's what I said. Headline, Stone reveals secret plan to steal election for Trump. So this effort to continue to try to discredit us when all we want to do is have a free, fair, honest, transparent election, and that we refute all of these mainstream lies just continues. We are in it now, baby. This is it. No one can say how this will unfold, but I do think I like where we are much better than where they are. And I still think in the end, the American people see through all of this crap.
I totally agree. So in the 8 minutes we have left, or 9 minutes, let me ask you this then. What do we do as populist, Christian, capitalist, common sense, anti-nihilist to ensure Trump wins? How do we support him? What do we do on the ground? What other tricks do you expect? A lot's coming out about election fraud being confirmed. What do we do in the next 127 days to make sure DJT becomes the 47th president?
Well, Alex, I found this Supreme Court ruling last week very, very deeply troubling, because it basically says it's perfectly all right for your government to collude with private companies to censor those who don't accept their dictated narrative. They're right back to where we were. So don't expect to have a free, fair, level playing field in social media, which plays such a vital role in our politics. That ruling is outrageous. It is a signal that they will be right back to where they are, throttling, canceling, shadow banning anyone who disagrees with the idea that Joe Biden is a great president, he's doing a great job, or that Michelle Obama has the capacity to be a great president of the United States. So what people can do, frankly, Alex, is when you see a compelling story, whether it's on the Stone Zone, whether it's on InfoWars, or maybe it's a link on banned video, copy and paste that and pass it on. Information is power. There's going to be an effort, once again, to censor what we can say and where we can say it, and that can only be defeated when people spread the word. They can silence you. They can silence me. They make it maybe can silence Steve Bannon. They couldn't silence Tucker Carlson, but they cannot silence all of us. It is essential that people do that. I can't even begin to say how important that is.
Well, you're right. It's ours to lose. We can't be overconfident. We have to understand the censorship's already going on everywhere. People have to realize they have the power. They have to look in the mirror, share the articles, share the videos, do it in person, go speak at city council about what's happening in America. It'll go out to thousands. Call into talk radio, call your neighbors, get people set up to vote, bring old people you know that are conservatives but are in nursing homes to vote. Every damn vote counts, especially in the battleground states. Looking at the poll numbers, they're a wide spectrum of them, but what are we seeing poll number-wise in general, but also in the battleground states?
Well, first of all, it's a little bit early. That we're still in the aftershock, the afterwaves of this seismic event. I like to wait a few more days, but the trends we are looking at are very favorable for Donald Trump. Major gains among independents, as you point out, 72%.
Since the debate, I should have made this question simple. Yeah, how big of a bump? Because I don't need to even. He's going to get a bump out of this. How big of a bump does he get off of Thursday's debate?
Too early to say. Remember, you have a very close contest here. The pool of undecideds, the pool of gettable voters is very small. So neither candidate is ever going to pull out, no matter who the Democrat is, to any kind of landslide lead. If you're looking for that, we're not going to see that. But first of all, Trump had huge financial problems, Trump and the Republicans, which were solved when they convicted him in this bogus kangaroo court in New York. That solved the parties and the candidates' money problems largely. He continued.
And
to
how
take
could
it.
We predict that and they couldn't see that? What's wrong with them?
I think they have misguessed this at every step of the way. You ask me how people can help? Go to DonaldJTrump.com. There's one way you can help. Your $25 counts. Give to his campaign. Yes, he needs the support. Beyond that, I think people have to not be baited into saying and doing anything stupid. Even when you don't say something wrong, as I didn't in this illegal video filmed at Mar-a-Lago at the Catholic event, even when you don't say anything wrong, they will accuse you of saying something wrong. So don't be baited into overheated statements or actions. Recognize they would love to goad you into doing something stupid that they could then turn around and blame on Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. I can't stress that enough, having been a victim of a mugging only a week ago in which I said things to a camera that was surreptitious that I say in speeches every single week.
No, that's right. So in closing, you talked to Trump the day of the debate. I don't get into inside baseball, but how is the great president doing?
I admit to you, I have not spoken to him since the debate. I've tried. We will connect here hopefully this weekend. But look, he has to be feeling good. An enormous amount of discipline. His ability to handle stress and pressure is I've never seen anything like it. I work for multiple presidents, many political leaders. This guy is a man of steel. I mean, he really is, both in terms of stamina and his ability to remain optimistic. He's a happy warrior. I think he went in there and did everything he needed to do. You know how it is, Alex. You're getting advice from 40 people, 50 people. Everybody's got a different idea. The thing to remember about Trump is he's not handled. He's not managed. He's not scripted. He was the only one who knew what he was going to say when he got in there. And, of course, he said it. It was one of his most effective performance.
And that's why the globalists hate him, is they want these roundtables to control presidents. He is his own man. He's not perfect, but that's why they hate him. In closing, 2 minutes, I've asked a lot of questions the last 50 minutes. Any other key tidbits that after you leave, Roger, at StoneZone.com, you wish you would have added?
Alex, I just think we several things. I guess the first and most important thing is I am concerned about the over-optimism. We talked about that at length. We should not think anything is in the bag.
And you said that 4 years ago.
And what I don't know, of course, is whether this changes the calculus regarding who Donald Trump takes as a vice president. Personally, I would not want to choose a vice president till I knew definitively who the Democrat candidate for president and vice president are going to be. We don't know who that is. So I haven't told him this. It's just my personal opinion, but I would defer that opinion, that decision, as late as I could, which of course would be on the eve of the convention. He could wait until July to make that decision. I don't know why you would make it now, but that, again, just a personal opinion. I'd like to know who the two Democrats are before I know who I want to select for vice president. And that question is in flux. Yes, Alex, my money's still on Michelle Obama. I haven't backed off of that, not an iota. I've called all of this right so far. We shall see. At a minimum, I stick by my prediction, Joe Biden will not be the Democratic nominee.
Any other tidbits?
I think everybody understands that you now have an establishment at war with itself. Watch these people eat each other alive. People say, well, what should Trump do? The answer is Trump should do exactly what he's doing now. I think it was Wellington who said, never interrupt the enemy while they are in the course of destroying themselves. This is an internecine battle where the left hand doesn't know what the far left hand is doing. We have to let it play out to a certain extent. But this is going to get very ugly internally. And the money pressure and the legal pressure and the political pressure put on Joe Biden is going to be enormous. And then watch them orchestrate the open convention, which drafts Michelle Obama. As I've said previously, I still believe the way they handle their Kamala Harris issue is by offering her a Supreme Court seat. Somebody said to me, well, I hear there's a deal to make her governor of California. That wouldn't work because if she and Newsom were both on the ticket, they're both Californians. So I don't see
there's
that.
There's a lot of calculus. StoneZone.com. Roger, great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be with you, Alex.
I'm in the show in a minute and a half. Chase Geysers, Loaded for Bear, ton of clips, ton of calls, ton of news. Sunday Night Live coming up here in just a few minutes, next hour. But listen, I can't fight the globalists without you, and Trump needs support. But the folks out there getting the word out like InfoWars need your support as well. InfoWarsStore.com, big sale, Vitamin Real Fusion back in stock, X2 back in stock, discounted, other big sale ends tomorrow, InfoWarsStore.com. And then our big sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, my dad's company, great warehouse, great facility, great products. Many of the products you can't get at InfoWars are now at InfoWars. Big sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. 57% off of 30 parts per million, high quality colloidal silver, immune support gargle, all the nano silver products, the toothpaste, all of it there. The Next Level Financial Energy selling out of Turbo Force. Now only available 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force. At drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage those that have never supported us. Hey, now's the time to fight. Plus, get great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Whatever you do, pray for the broadcast. But go now to drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com, and peruse the site. Check it out. It's a great trusted sponsor. It's my dad. Couldn't be a better person to support. He supports us. Take action now. I'm asking you to. If you want to keep fighting or you want to roll over and die, please don't. DrJonesNaturals.com. Chase Geyser takes over. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days, with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you're having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new, faster-absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.